This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, the mathematics of slot machines. The University of Houston Mathematics Department presents this program about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Mathematicians first got interested in randomness by studying games of chance. Ever since, the histories of mathematics and gambling have been intertwined. Clever gamblers use mathematics to look for the smallest advantages, and casinos use sophisticated mathematical tools to devise new ways of drawing in players. Indeed, a patent granted to the Norwegian mathematician Inge Telnaes in 1984 transformed the gambling industry. Prior to Telnaes' invention, slot machines were essentially mechanical devices. Besides being difficult to tune and maintain, mechanical slot machines suffered from an essential problem. Let's look at a machine with three reels, each with 12 symbols, with one of those 12 symbols a cherry. The likelihood of getting three cherries and winning the jackpot is 1 in 1,728. If the casino wants to make money, the jackpot payout should be, say, $1,700 on a $1 bet. That does not seem attractive by today's standards. However, the only way to increase the payout is to decrease the chances of hitting a jackpot. Adding another reel is a possibility. For instance, adding a fourth reel in the previous example would get us to a jackpot of about $20,000. But people do not like machines with more reels. They intuitively and rightfully feel that extra reels diminish their chances of winning. Another possibility is to put more symbols on each reel. But the astronomical jackpots you see in casinos today would require truly enormous machines. Inge Telnaes proposed a simple solution. Let a random number generator, a computer chip, determine the combination of symbols that appear when the reels stop. In other words, use a chip to control where the reels stop on a spin, but create the illusion that the wheels stopped on their own. The number of possible outcomes on the slot machine does not change. However, by reprogramming the chip, the operator has full control over the likelihood of each of the different outcomes. For instance, the operator can make the three cherries appear only once in a million spins. This was a brilliant insight. Suppose I pick a number between 1 and 1,000,000. Would you be willing to bet that you can guess that number? The answer is probably not. But let a computer chip pick such a number, put the chip in a machine with blinking lights and spinning reels, and many people will be more than willing to make that bet. It is simply because what people assume is happening in a slot machine is very different from what is actually happening. The history of gambling is also intertwined with that of a less reputable group, tricksters and swindlers. In the long run, the only sure way to make money by gambling is to create the illusion that your opponent can win, while keeping the odds firmly on your side. And that gives those who know mathematics a very solid advantage. This is Krešo Josić at the University of Houston, where we are interested in the way inventive minds work.